We are back. The Gunsmith Show. Final segment here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We wind it up with Williams Gunsafe Company, as we always do.
Thought for sure you were going to say Molly Hatchet. train. Was that Molly Hatchet?
No, that's Blackfoot.
Blackfoot, that's it. Take me on out of this town. What a song.
That's a great
song. On classic rock. Yeah, exactly. You got it.
Molly Hatchet's pretty good, too, though. Flirting with Disaster.
Oh, man.
It wasn't that twangy.
Those were good.
Southern rock.
It's the best. Leonard Southern Skinner. Fried. I remember I had that KTEL album,
yep.
Southern Fried Rock.
Southern Fried Rock. They include Marshall Tucker. Do you include Marshall Tucker?
And
Allman Brothers.
Allman Brothers are in there, too. You know, sure. So I wasn't big on a couple of them, but most of the Allman Brothers stuff I enjoyed.
What about Charlie Daniels?
Well, it's kind of a gimme. You know, he's there. You know,
got to be.
He's there. So how often do you hear violins or fiddles rock and roll songs?
That's good. I love violin in rock and roll songs.
There should be more. Now, on a classic rock note, real classic rock, I watched that movie called Song Sung Blue this week.
Okay. Which one's that?
Neil Diamond song.
Neil Diamond, yeah.
But with Hugh Jackman.
Huge Ackman.
I'm telling you, it's a good story.
Okay.
It's a true story. Okay. If you get a chance to watch it, you'll enjoy it. Not so much about
how
Neil
do we
Diamond.
Get to how do we get from Neil Diamond from
it
Southern
was top
rock.
Of mind. I was thinking about classic rock, and I thought, I love like Crunchy Granola Sweet and Holly Holy and a lot of the old stuff from Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
And my sister made me listen to it throughout the 70s. I hung out with her. She's 7 years older. She listened to it constantly, and I called her to tell her about the movie. I said, "Oh, you got to watch it." She goes, "I'm not sold on Hugh Jackman," and I'm like, I'm not either, but I like the movie. You know, I just wanted to tell you about it. So, but anyways, Williams Gunsight, bringing you this segment of the show. I respect them so much. They do so much good for this gun environment of our area with training and more training and having a huge selection of really, really good safes. Because if you don't have a safe, you're just buying time until you can give one because you need a safe. Everybody should have a good safe. Keep all your locked things in it, all the things you need stored and locked up, safe and secure. Go to Williams, check it out. Check out the Browning line of safes they have there. You'll be very impressed. Now, as far as training goes, Williams Gunsight with their 25,000 square foot showroom, their classrooms, they've got like three different classrooms you can use there. But they offer so many classes. We're going to dig into them here in just a minute. So you can reach them at 810-653-2131. You can also shop online. Check out all their used stuff and all their sites that are available. But they're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week for a reason. Because so many people walk in that door every single day. And I get a kick out of going there every single week. So love the place. Now, one of the things they want to talk about is... It's going to start with a basic handgun class, and this class is important. This is an entry-level class for handgun for new handgun shooters. This is, and they mean it, entry-level. This is a class you should take before you ever take your CPL license, so that it's a three-hour-long class, which involves some time on the range. Instructor will teach you basic firearm safety, the fundamentals of shooting. And customers are welcome to bring their own firearms if they have them, or Williams will offer 22 caliber pistols with ammunition for beginner shooters. And I think that's wonderfully important because you need to start somewhere. And the best way to start, it is for every child I've ever taken out shooting, or every young person, or every single mom that decided she wanted to have a gun, we start them with a 22. And at the end of the class, the shooters will know your basic safety in handling firearms and be proficient at the range so that they understand how to act in a range. Too many people get hurt in ranges or they have a hot piece of brass go down their blouse or shirt and burns, and next thing you know, the gun's pointing at the ceiling and they pull the trigger. You know, that trigonometry we talk about here on the show so often is so important. Keep your finger off the trigger until you're actually going to pull it. So they will teach you to be proficient at the range. That class runs $100. It's certainly worth it. It's $100 well spent. Now, when it comes to your CPL classes at Williams Gunsight Company, Williams CPL classes are an 8-hour-long course, which will consist of classroom and range time. Students are required to be present for the entire time, so you can't hit and miss this one, and bring materials to take notes. As part of the class, each student required to shoot is required to shoot 100 rounds in the range from their firearm. Williams does have firearms available to rent. So students will be graded on their ability to safely handle and operate their firearms, as well as their shooting performances in classroom testing. This class is not for beginners. Students must have basic knowledge of their firearm and be proficient in operating their firearm. Also, please see the State of Michigan requirements for taking the CPL class, and you can link to it right on their website at williamsgunsight.com. Now, why you got to be proficient before you do the class? Because they have a lot to cover in 8 hours, and they don't want to be teaching somebody bare bones basics during that time. So take the other class first, let it sink in for a couple weeks, maybe do another round of shooting at the range. Know how to work with your gun. Like when Dan at the Flushing Rifle and Pistol Club, where I've been a member for 25 years, when we did our CPL classes there, the very first thing we had to do is sit at a desk with a supervisor right over top of you, make sure your gun is empty, no ammunition on the table, and you have to disassemble your firearm and then reassemble it. And there's somebody with you. There's enough volunteers, or every person has an overwatch, making sure that you're doing everything right. Then it's safe handling. Don't point at anybody. You know, keep it pointed in a safe direction all the time. Muzzle pointed downrange, no finger on the trigger, no hammer back, no accidental discharges. Very, very anal. That was a 3-day class. And it discourages people because other people do 8-hour classes, but very thorough. And they did it, I think, for their own safety. Well, at Williams, this is where they tell you, come to the class ready, be prepared. And, you know, it's not for the person that's never done it before. Yeah. So I think it's important to know this stuff. And I emphasize every week, get your CPL license. So do the pre-class, you know, and let it sink in for a 3 weeks or a month before you take your CPL class and do it. My wife said, well, I didn't do a pre-class, and I passed my CPL class. I said, Mary, you're Mrs. Gunsmith. You've shot more than most women have, to be honest with you. She, you know, goes to the range with me every year, and we shoot, and we have fun, and good things happen. But there are certainly those out there that just need the confidence building and need the help and you know, need to make it happen. So that's what these classes are for. Now, they offer other classes as well. They do offer hunter safety classes. Williams has been holding hunter safety classes since in the 1950s and have taught thousands and thousands of students how to safely hunt. Now, our goal is to pass on the hunting and shooting traditions for generations to come, and by educating the youth. So I'm all for that, and I love it. I've always loved the fact that they do so much for youth hunters and youth shooters at Williams. So they have Michigan DNR certified instructors to teach all of the hunter safety classes, and Williams will offer 1- and 2-day classes that follow the state guidelines. Now, you do have to register for these classes with the DNR, and you link to it right from the website. So very simple, all again through williamsgunsight.com. And last one I want to talk about is they do a fun class on, and they'll offer different things throughout the year, but right now, I don't know if they've got one booked right now, but you can get involved in these. You got to get on the list, and when they have enough people, they do it. It's a 5-hour class called Build Your Own AR-15 course. This has become a real cottage industry, is building your own AR-15. Now, it's not a ghost gun. You're buying the receiver from Williams that has a serial number on it. It's registered to you. Then in the class, you take this bare bones piece of metal and you learn how to put every spring and every sear and every part of the hammer and the trigger. It is like 27 pieces goes into these. But if you don't do it right, they don't work. So you know, they're almost like gun jigsaw puzzles. And we've got 4 that we're doing right now for our family. And they're a lot of fun. But we do it right at the kitchen table. We've got magnets that hold the springs so we don't lose them. We've got cushioned, you know, roll-out gun rugs that go out that we build them on. We've got all the tools set up, and it becomes a family event for us. It's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together or playing a game of cribbage, but you're actually putting together an AR-15. So fun at the Smith House, you know? I mean, that's what I'm talking about. So it's part of being a gunsmith.
Right.
You know? So now let me go through this class thing. This five-hour class is designed for novice gun builders who want to learn how to build their first AR-15. Because once you do it, you can do it over and over again. Williams trained staff will teach students about the AR-15 and each of its working components. This is important. Students will be provided a complete rifle build kit, serialized lower number not included. So you got to go buy your lower because you can get lowers from $59 to $559. And they'll do it all right there. So get online, check it out. You'll be glad you did. And what I want to leave you with tonight or today is I want to make sure that you know that Williams has a tremendous selection of all you need for guns and safes. All the locks, all the safes, lock them up, store them right, and sleep better at night. I do, and I think you could too. We all need to be responsible gun owners here in Michigan, and let's do it right, folks.
And get the training that you need to be safe and responsible.
That's right. Next week, we'll laugh and giggle and talk about guns. But today, we talked about the rules. All righty?
All right.
That's okay with you? Or do I do it all over again? Let's get another hour.
We're going to start again from the top.
No, we're not.
It's great as always. The Gunsmith Show. That's what you tune in for
here
on US 103 on your home for.
Have a great Saturday. Come over to Powers High School and see me today. We're doing a heart screening.
Are they going to start without you?
They have already started without me. I got to get over there. I'm the lame duck right now. I got to get my butt over there. So, Powers High School, Flint, Michigan, free heart screening for teens, and we will take walk-ins till 2 o'clock.
Going on right now.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Back to the Ultimate Classic Rock right now.